Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Approved the removal of the Confederate flag from its ground. That was huge news. We knew it was coming down the pike, but it is now official. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But the flag flap is hardly what everybody was talking about during Wednesday afternoon. It was more about when in the world is the stock exchange going to get back online, because the New York Stock Exchange was rattled and then some. Offline for 4 hours. Do you believe it? Immediately, the White House was scrambling to say that this was a glitch. It wasn't cyber crime. It had nothing to do with that. But so far, we don't have a great explanation for what specifically it was. United Airlines had a similar problem, a computer glitch. Thousands of people were stranded. So it was a weird, strange day. Was it a coincidence, or is there really something more to this? And Baltimore, in the city of Baltimore, with all the problems and the spike in the murders that they've had, the Baltimore mayor said enough's enough and decided, yep, we got to chop off the police commissioner. The commissioner was fired. In fact, here's what the mayor had to say.
I informed him that I would be making a change in the leadership of the Baltimore City Police Department. Over the past 3 years, Commissioner Batts has served our city with distinction. He's come to work every day, ready to improve the culture of this police department and the safety of our city. I have said time and time again that a key goal of my administration is to grow Baltimore by 10,000 families over the next decade. We cannot grow Baltimore without making our city a safer place to live. Under Commissioner Batts, we've made Baltimore safer through a broad range of initiatives. He helped modernize our police force. He helped put more cops on the streets during peak periods of crime. And he brought more transparency and accountability to policing in Baltimore City. Together, we helped Baltimore City realize the second lowest number of homicides in a generation. But as we have seen in recent weeks, too many continue to die on our streets, including 3 just last night and 1 lost earlier today. Families are tired of feeling this pain, and so am I. Recent events have placed an intense focus on our police leadership, distracting many from what needs to be our main focus, the fight against crime. So we need a change. This was not an easy decision, but it is one that is in the best interest of the people of Baltimore.
All right, that was Stephanie Rawlings Blake, yada, 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 yada. Bottom line is another one bites the dust. In Baltimore, the bodies on the side of politics are piling up, just like, sadly, they are as far as the murders in that city. And it's a shame, because they had really flipped things around, and because of what happened with Freddie Gray, that just ignited, of course, the riots and everything else that was right there on the surface that just absolutely exploded. All right, we're hitting the phone lines, 855-266-5283. Grim is our first batter up. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I missed you. What can I say? We've had a bad storm here, and it took out a local TV station and the radio station that broadcasted you. But they got it back up. Of course, naturally, you know, I have a computer for a month, and it'd take it out and my phone. I do have something of interest that I did notice before I lost my computer down there just south of you. I don't know if you've seen this. Did you see that 11-foot rattlesnake?
I personally did not see the 11-foot rattlesnake, but I heard stories about it. So I try to go. I try to keep my distance from any kind of rattlesnake, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, they got a picture on the net. Yeah, I know what you mean there. I've had a sidewinder out there in Nebraska jump up my grandpa's pickup truck.
Are you
get bailed.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that's scary.
I want much more than five. I mean,
oh.
Yeah. It was pretty hairy, scary, but his old Skip was in the truck, and he took care of that snake. But
oh, man.
But I got a couple of good ones for you. What do you call a guy that goes out in the middle of the Gulf fishing in a P-row?
This is going to be good. What?
Bait.
I like it. Da-ding. I'm going to give you a B-plus for that.
Well, that's with current issues with a guy that was kayaking and caught that bull shark.
I saw that. I saw that. You know, there was another guy that was out on the water, and he was in a small boat. Did you see this? And this happened, I want to say this happened in California, and he was out with his wife, and all of a sudden they were in the middle of the humpback whale feeding ground,
uh-huh.
And they were like 15 feet from the whales, like right in front of their face, and it was like, they filmed it. It was wild off of their cell phone video. The guy was going nuts. I would be too, and they were safe, but it was crazy to see that video.
Well, you got to be crazy not to be in something that ain't at least 40 foot long in the ocean.
That's, you know what, no kidding. I see it's Shark Week, and when I start to watch Shark Week, I start to question, why do I like the water anymore, except for if it's a pool? I don't know, Grim. I don't know what's underneath me when I'm swimming. Exactly, and these poor kids that were attacked in North Carolina, awful. So, yeah, you're right. The bigger the boat, the better, I think.
Now, the second one here is more kind of going toward the flag part, but it's not really dealing with the flag, but these special interest groups that just keep to show up and keep on showing up from place to place. Here's the latest thing they want to ban. They want to ban cotton balls from being in medicine and and vitamin pills and all this.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Reminds them of...
Because of the history of cotton? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Because it reminds them of picking cotton. Old times are forgotten.
Are you making this up? This is ridiculous. This is brutal. Yeah.
I got that one.
You know what?
At work.
You know what? There's just such a lot. Even jokes. Is that a politically incorrect joke? I don't know. I think it is. So
yeah, it is. He didn't get much laughs. He didn't get much laughs with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's very strange. We're seeing a weird metamorphosis of what's happening across the country in some areas, but yet in some mega important arenas of our lives, nothing is happening. That is the craziest thing of all. Sometimes I think, you know, I used to think, oh, thanks, Grim. I used to think people that said, oh, that there are distractions out there, and that's why these distractions are created. But I think there are some things that are distractions. And unfortunately, there's too many things that are coming apart at the seams, I think, in our world that aren't being addressed. That's why you got to pay attention to who you are electing, even if you don't like the process. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
This great nation, no matter what our differences, right? Left of left, right of right, whatever it is. Remember, you're always invited to this party called America Tonight. Some crazy things going on in the Trumpsters world. It's wild because forever and a day, it seems like, I don't know, it's probably been at least a decade, maybe even more than that, where Donald Trump pops up running for president, running for president, and then he's not running for president, but now he really is running for president. And the Republican Party has had to say to him, you got to turn it down, dude. You got to really tone the attitude down because you're killing us. And we don't want to be killed. We want to win the election. And so we need you not to say the things you're saying. And he's getting this. What he's finding is it doesn't matter how much money you have. If they decide you're poison and they dump off, meaning Macy's, NBC, anybody connected to Trump, including the PGA, they dump, you know. But he keeps rising in the polls in North Carolina. He's got the lead. He has the lead. I mean, how do you feel if you're Jeb Bush? Your whole family is political. And Donald Trump, let's face it, is a loudmouth, crass, very successful, though, very successful entrepreneur, billionaire, businessman, who has built a lot of buildings, made a lot of money in real estate, made a lot of money in other places, and has that personality that really put him on the map. But then there is the flap over his announcement and his comments about Mexicans. In the end, it mattered for endorsements and for things he was connected to. How do you explain this, and how do you feel if you're Jeb Bush? So in North Carolina, in primary voters, in a recent public policy poll, Donald Trump got 16%. The former Florida governor, Bush, got 12%. And Scott Walker, the Wisconsin governor, came in tied for second with Bush at 12%. Then you go down the list, Huckabee 11, Carson, Ben Carson 9, Rubio and Rand Paul 7, Cruz 6, blah, blah, blah. Lindsey Graham got 1%. 1%. So Trump's favorability rating in North Carolina is much higher than even in the national polls prior to him stepping into the race. I mean, he really has caught fire with voters on the far right. 66% of very conservative voters see him favorably, to only 24% with a negative view. But here's the deal. If you're Jeb Bush, this is your lane. Whether people like you, and I think a lot of people will say, oh, Jeb's a nice guy. I don't want him to be president. But do you want Donald Trump to be president? I mean, this is what you got to ask yourself. Do you want Donald Trump to be president? And if I'm Jeb Bush and all these people, all these little preliminary polls are showing a guy like Donald Trump in front of me, how long before I decide I'm getting out of this race? That I don't want to stay in this because I don't want Donald Trump beating me. I don't want to be on a national stage and have somebody like Trump do better than I'm doing. No, I'm going to get out of the race before that. And how many other of those guys that are lower on the polls, how many of them are going to stick around? We'll see what happens after the first debate, because he's going to be part of the debate. And that's why the Republicans are telling him to shut up, basically, to really stop the rhetoric, because they don't want it to be a circus. They don't want it to be a clown show. And there is the danger. That's the one danger. There's a danger of that, which is already, obviously, there's problems. But there's a danger of it becoming even more so. And that's what the Trump factor is about. That's what will happen with the Trump factor. It's very, very strange. And strange that you have somebody leading the polls you can't jump on, that you have to say, oh, could you tone it down? You're killing us, because you're like a pariah in one sense, because everybody's jumping off your bandwagon. All the companies are jumping off your bandwagon. So party leaders are worried. They spent like an hour on the phone with Trump. How do you get an hour's time with Trump in the 140-character world? They were urging him to stop his inflammatory comments about immigration because it's infuriating a key part of the constituency and a key part that they need. But what do you do when you've got a guy who's got all the money in the world? He's a reality TV star. He's a mogul. And he's all about controversy and attention. He's all about that. So is this assisting the Democrats? He's not backing down from his comments about illegal immigrants. And pretty much in the nutshell, he characterized them as rapists and killers. And, of course, we know that there is some truth to that. That there have been massive problems with drugs and with gangs and with killings, and there have been the rape trees that are there along Arizona, some terrible things have happened, there's no question. But in running and in saying that the way he's saying it, and he says that he's not going to apologize for anything. He has nothing to apologize for. And he's not going to back down from it. So, meaning he's telling the RNC, you're not going to be able to rein me in. If you think you're going to be able to rein me in, good luck, because that's not what I'm going to do. And the call from the chairman, Rince Priebus, basically said that they're saying to Trump that you can't be an embarrassment to a cause for, you know, you're an embarrassment. It's a serious alarm among top Republicans nationwide. But there's nothing they can do. He's even saying, listen, I'll win the Latino vote. And a lot of people think he doesn't have a chance of becoming the standard bearer for the party. But what happens if he keeps running in the front of the pack? Summer poll numbers show that he's not really a novelty anymore. But if the Republican Party needs to do something with its image to broaden its reach, he is crushing it. He is crushing it. So this is fascinating to watch. He's tapping into the anger. And let's face it, the angst that a lot of us have over the lack of trying to do something about our immigration problem. Nobody's been willing to do it because they're all pussyfooting around it. So he's just smashing it in the mouth. And unfortunately, because of the way Donald Trump is, he is about controversy. He is not about toning it down. And in particularly, them telling him to tone it down, I don't know that that does much of anything. He may go along on a phone call and say, well, you know, I understand your point of view, but this is who I am. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. So if you want to tell me to tone it down, that's fine, but don't. It's not going to push me in that direction. You know, it's interesting, too, when you look at the other parts of this. It's worth mentioning here. And I mean, he said he can't guarantee that all of the workers he employs, they all have legal status in the United States. He said they try to do the best they can, and if he said that if he were to discover any illegals working for him, they would just get rid of them. They would just get rid of them. But I think it's very hard to control that. In fact, a Washington Post report said that there were illegal immigrants working at the old post office pavilion construction site in Washington, which Trump is a part of, showing how difficult it is and how prevalent it is in this country that, you know, undocumented immigration is rampant in corporations and in different sites. All right, hang with us. Coming up in just a few minutes, by the way, if you want to tap, 855-266-5283. We're sailing the ship to We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, babe.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's all about the numbers, and this is called We Can Count. We can count, and they counted in South Carolina. They decided to make it official. They're taking the flag down. It was just a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about the controversy that Nikki Haley immediately jumped on, the governor of South Carolina, and said, oh, no. We're going in a different direction here, and I'm going to help you do it. So the House of Representatives voted 94-20 early on Thursday, the wee hours. They were getting that late-night pizza. And they voted that this is it. They're going to remove it. So the Senate already voted for the flag's removal from the State House grounds. And she's going to sign it into law, Governor Haley. And that's it. Haley was up late, too, burning the midnight oil, saying, today, as the Senate did before them, the House of Representatives has served the state of South Carolina and her people with great dignity. She released a statement saying, it's a new day in South Carolina. We can be proud. So remember, this is after nine black worshipers were shot dead in a historic Charleston church last month by Dylan Roof. That's when the governor said, listen, we got to say forget it with the Confederate flag. We got to get this out of here. It's not right. So there was a little bit of a last stand. Then they threw a bunch of amendments together, and then they dragged on this debate for 12 hours, and that's why it took so long. But it's done. It's gone. It's done. And how about that? That's it. All of the, you know, throwing in 27 proposed amendments and pushing it, the vote further down the road didn't matter. It happened 1 a.m. on Thursday. 1 a.m. on Thursday, it became official that South Carolina's legislator voted to remove the flag. Meanwhile, in the U.S., trillions of people, I shouldn't say trillions of people, let's just say thousands of people were watching what was happening in China. And the trillions comes really from China, because the Chinese market had a meltdown. They were just wiped off of the stock markets, and China's trading was halted. At the same time, we look at the New York Stock Exchange. It was also halted trading for nearly 4 hours. There was an outage that was called by the White House just a blip. Just a glitch is what it was finally called, a glitch. Trading went down at 11:30, resumed after 3 o'clock. The Dow dumped 261 points, 1.5% roughly, mostly, though, because of China's stock market dip and the fears about Greece. And then, of course, the market crashing its computer system. Your confidence level is pretty low. Immediately, the White House said there was no sign of malicious activity. The Department of Homeland Security echoed the same thing. The FBI said it reached out to the New York Stock Exchange and that no further law enforcement action was needed. And other exchanges, including the NASDAQ, operated as usual. So investors could still trade, just not on the New York Stock Exchange. Couldn't do it. The New York Stock Exchange. Wow. Do you know it's the most significant outage since the blackout? They had the blackout, remember, in 2013, the flash freeze. So all those shares stopped trading for 3 hours. People forgot about that one. But this is big, and this immediately sends you scrambling and thinking, oh, there's more to this. And by the way, the New York Stock Exchange wasn't the only one with the glitches. The Wall Street Journal, as we continue down the number path, the homepage stopped functioning around the same time that the exchange went down. They could get it up by about 12:20 or so, and United Airlines' computer system malfunctioned. And it had a big time issues, and they were down, and thousands of people were stranded for hours trying to get on planes, because you can't move anyone anywhere if you don't have the computer system. We know that with our airports. So pretty big. How about this? Syria accept $1 billion in credit from Iran. So what does that mean? Well, this is what it means. It means the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, signed a law ratifying a billion-dollar credit line from Iran. The deal will help Syria buy goods and funded projects, and it was signed at the tail end of May and approved by the parliament. So the agreement was between two state-owned banks, and the Syrian regime in Damascus, supported by the Shiite leadership in Iran, has so far been able to hold up to a four-year-long civil war that has torn Syria apart, but they've lost control of large areas, as we know and we talk about often, of the country to the Sunni extremist group ISIS. So they've accepted $1 billion helping hand from Iran. Think about that. And where do the chips lie now? Oh, my. We are sinking even more into the quicksand of the Middle East. That's what it means. Okay, in the meantime, as we continue to roll through the numbers, because, you know, ultimately it is about the numbers, and that is we can count. I love this. I happened to be at the Alamo over the holiday, and I found out, and lots of people go to the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, and it is a very cool place to see. It's a solemn place, actually, because of so many people from all over the world, by the way. There were others that came to fight, and all over the country, different states that try to help the Texans. It has become a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's very significant for them. So it boosts, I guess it, in one way, too, it would boost tourism, because the World Heritage List has 1,031 natural and cultural wonders. And to get on that list, it means you are considered to be a place of outstanding universal value. So, hey, there's something to that, right? And I was at the Alamo just a few days ago, and I have to say I would put it on a list of a place to see where people shed their blood for freedom, for liberty, and to preserve what they felt was absolutely the right way of life. And it was hard to fend off, obviously, the battle that raged. You go there and you see some authentic ware and knives and other things from Davy Crockett and some of the other soldiers, and it's pretty cool. So that's a big, big deal to be on the UNESCO World Heritage List. And now it is one of those sites. So, wow, congratulations to Texas and San Antonio and the Alamo, because that is huge. So many of those sites. There are sites in the United States, but not as many as there are in Europe and some other places. That is for sure. We bounce back to the business of politics and the numbers when it comes to politics. And it's interesting because the backlash over Donald Trump has gotten so bad that even the PGA has split from Trump. And that's something. Trump and the Professional Golfers Association agree to pull the 2015 Grand Slam of Golf from his L.A. golf course. And this comes after Univision and NBC and Macy's sever their ties with Trump after the comments that he made. And he says he's not going to apologize, though. He's not going to apologize, and that's the way it is. And Ted Cruz says, because now everybody who's running for president on the Republican side and on the Democratic side, but it's easy for them to take a swack. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says, I like Donald Trump. I think he's terrific. Well, he's your competition, and guess what? He's doing much better in the polls. Much better in the polls, but it's still pretty early in the race, too. I think the debates, and there are several scheduled, will flush out who may hang around longer and who might decide, yeah, I don't want to stay around for this race. And I bet there'll be some of those people that probably end up bailing. Probably. That ends up happening. And by the way, on the Democratic side of things, Bernie Sanders is shaking things up. He says he'd raise taxes when he was asked in an interview. He says that America's wealthiest and large corporations would face tax hikes if he is president. He did an interview as part of the Sunday Swirl this past Sunday. He said the United States needs rules that would dampen down the speculation on Wall Street. And he says we'd raise individual tax rates substantially higher than they are today because almost all of the new income is going to the top 1%. Whew. There are a lot of people that won't want to see him get elected when he says things like that publicly. All right, that's a wrap for We Can Count. Stay with us as we head for the exit of this hour of America Tonight. Yeah.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KateOnTheRoad.com as we are giving away a computer, and you could be the winner. We'll tell you more details on that as we continue to rock through the rest of the week coming up on our next show. So some odds and ends here that might have been missed. You know, I look at the papers or what is now our online, I guess, rags, and it's interesting to see the way it's certain things are covered from Los Angeles through the middle of the country and then on to the East Coast. And the LA Times, on above their so-called fold, their big headlines included this: California bills to raise smoking age and regulate e-cigarette stalls. Well, no kidding. Also, as Chinese stocks tumble, global risks may spread. Also, duh, you think we don't realize that? That's what's so frightening, the fragility of the monetary system and how much we rely on what happens on the market. And we know in the past, certainly, we have been burned by that, right? So the big headlines there are the also is the above the fold would be the South Carolina House voting to remove the Confederate flag from the state house grounds. But that's going to be your top story really anywhere. What is interesting to me is the cigarette thing. Raising the smoking age and regulating e-cigarettes, because e-cigarettes and vaping is huge. Anybody in their 20s, you start to look around, and besides that iPhone in their hand, there's a lot of people that are doing the vaping thing. There's no question about it. So the anti-tobacco activist people are all over this, but they're not having much success. And why is that? Because you follow the money, and the money people will do everything they can to make sure that that's certainly not, they don't want to see that squashed. They have to sort of play this in the middle like the politicians, because while they don't want to suggest that they're telling younger people to smoke, they also know that the younger people are buying their product. They're buying their product. And California at one point had really been ahead of the pack in this department. So there was a bill that would have restricted electronic cigarettes in the same way as regular cigarettes, or what they call combustible ones, but it was shelved. So the measure to raise the smoking age from 18 to 21 was sidelined because there wasn't enough votes. Can you imagine raising it from 18 to 21? There has to be some personal responsibility somewhere, and you cannot regulate that. How can you regulate that? I don't think so. So you had a few people whose tempers flared, like the state senator, a guy named Mark Leno, who dropped what he was pushing to regulate electronic cigarettes after the assembly changed it so that it didn't treat the vapor devices as tobacco products that would have the same restrictions, which that's what would happen. So how many people are doing the vaping thing in the younger ages? And the answer is, across the board, probably 90%. So what would that accomplish, right? And I don't know, it brings up an interesting question. Would that bill, would a bill like that even pass in your area of raising the smoking age from 18 to 21 and throwing the onus on the regulation? I mean, how are you enforcing that? Because everybody would have to show the ID, and what would people run in the store and get fake, you know, get cigarettes for people who weren't 21? Seems so ridiculous in some ways. Can't we just keep it at 18? There's personal responsibility, I think, mixed into this. All right, the New York Times, the gray lady. Of course, South Carolina House backs the removal of the rebel flag, and that's how they put it. South Carolina backing the removal of the rebel flag, and that's the first top story. And then the Greeks fearing losses go on a spending spree. What else is new there? The euro, once seen as a force for unity, is now a weapon, of course. The other thing that is a top story in the New York Times, which is interesting, is the number of Syrian refugees climbs to more than 4 million. And the story talks about, as the war keeps going on, families are being forced to marry off their children or force them to work because they have no way around this and they don't know what to do. You've got 24,000 people pouring into Turkey to escape fighting in southern Syria just in June. So sheltering has become impossible. 4 million people already, and it increases daily. 4 million people. That's how bad it is. Conditions are awful. And the number, they cannot handle the number. So there has been humanitarian fallout, and the United Nations even has appealed for $5.5 billion in aid. By the end of June, they had gotten less than a quarter of the amount. And why is that? It's because of the weariness of the constant ask, I think. The constant ask. that were way over the top with now what's happened with ISIS, and the push of the people is sad as they're crammed into these refugee camps is what they're called. So they're pushed into refugee camps, and it doesn't seem like that situation. And of course it's not, because there's no resolution there. It's not getting better. If anything, it's getting much, much worse. Much, much worse. All right, as I said, we kind of move and shake in a couple of different places, checking the headlines from across the country and on both coasts. And in looking at sort of something right here in the middle, if we go from the New York Times and we bounce over to the middle of the country and even some more generic news, still the flag is the top story, whether we're in St. Louis or whether we're in South Carolina, of course. The South Carolina House voting to take down the Confederate flag is the same headline. The other headline that's come up at the what I call top of the online fold is, can Subway and Jared Fogel repair the damage? And what the story is that Jared, who's been the face of Subway since, believe it or not, 2000, has a foundation, and the guy who's in charge of the foundation is accused of child pornography. And so this is an associate. And the question becomes, should Subway sever ties with the longtime spokesperson following a high-profile raid on his house just 2 months after an associate's arrest on child pornography charges? Or was Subway smart to just suspend its relationship, which is what they did, because they want to wait and see what happens with the investigation, and then they can decide about the facts, which, I don't know, is probably... It could be a smart thing, right? I mean, he's had this incredible pitching career. There are two people that have had careers like that recently in modern times. One is Flo, who you see all the time on TV with the whole insurance thing, and Jared. But it's all about perception. And now, even if he is not guilty, you know, if he's totally cleared after this investigation and they sort out the facts... No charges have been filed, none of that stuff, but they really swept up his house. Can you go back? Is it his fault that an associate was in that situation? So, pretty wild. And that is a story that's, again, floating around on the top of the online fold in the South, in the East, in the Midwest, and in the places in between here in this great country. Hey, thanks for listening. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know, you can always send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Yo, yo, make it count, America. And thanks to Nathan for his great help on the technicals always.
Has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Go Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.